Every fantasy has one fool, but this one has two. And the greatest lesson in life is to know even fools are right sometimes.
Looks like the upper hand is on the other foot.
It's time for the Fantasy Fool Show.
Tell us, Ray, dude.
Here's Brian and Mac.
Well, hello there.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Great.
Good.
Greetings to all of you out there in fantasy land.
Yeah.
We wish to extend our condolences to anybody who went up against anyone who had Josh Jacobs.
Oh, that was me.
Which includes both of us
yeah.
in separate leagues.
Oh, that was painful. It was so painful. But what do you do? You know, that's the fun part about fantasy football. You know, you're losing. I know that the gal I was playing, she knows darn well she's losing.
Yep.
It's over. It's done. He's hurt. He's
yep.
out. Amir Abdullah comes in, and all of a sudden it's overtime, and I can't figure out why Josh Jacobs' points are going up and realize that he came back in.
Yep.
He's doing fine. And I shut things off because I thought, well, that's it. Carlson's going to kick the field goal.
Yep.
And all is done. Well, no.
No.
He missed the field goal, and then you got the big run.
And that sort of epitomizes this whole season because Daniel Carlson has been money. Remember the
yeah.
first few weeks of the season, he was outscoring quarterbacks.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
it was crazy.
It's just been a wonky season as only can happen in fantasy football. Hey, you know, it's also kind of fun to see, you know, I don't really care one way or another about the Vikings, but I do like the fact that Kirk Cousins got the primetime
win.
You know, the monkey off of his back,
yep.
right? Because Cousins
right.
can't win in prime time. He can't win in the night games and all this and that.
Yep.
And that was one heck of a performance on Thursday night. It's not that it was a must-win game for the Vikings, but it kind of felt like it, right? I mean,
it was because of the big loss and
yes.
the fact that they were 8-1.
Yeah, they could have absorbed another
rather.
Loss, but and
yeah.
that's all well and good. But it just felt it had that feeling of a must-win. It almost had like a playoff type feel to it, maybe it was because of the way the game went. Right, it was back and forth, and the Patriots never really went away, and. So it was just a great slate of games on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
I mean, the Dallas game wasn't that great, but it was, you know, interesting for a little while anyway. And the first game was awesome, you know, Buffalo and Detroit. So and you know, for a Thanksgiving treat, you know, a lot of our big name players did show up. We did have a few duds that you know, we're there as is always the case. But, you know, for the most part, our studs did show up. You know, quarterbacks galore. Quarterbacks had great weeks.
Yeah, really,
this week.
Almost everybody did.
Almost everybody had
Even
great
Herbert.
Weeks.
Even Herbert.
Yeah, you know, every quarterback that I think people started at least put up 20 points or 20 points plus. And that's what you need.
Lamar Jackson, honestly, I was going to text you and say, okay, on Tuesday, we are going to make him a droppable quarterback.
Yeah.
But then he redeemed himself, and now I'm like, okay, what do we do?
Yeah, and, you know, we're starting to have some of these conversations. Like, who? I mean, these are legitimate conversations to have as well, you know, not just for fantasy football, but for the NFL in general, and that is, who is the league MVP? I mean, is it Tua? Is it Jalen Hurts? Is it Austin Eckler? Probably not Eckler because the Chargers aren't very good.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, certainly Tua and Jalen Hurts. I mean, these two quarterbacks are just lighting it up.
Well, and I've got to throw one more name in
sure.
the hat there or in the ring or whatever. Aaron Rodgers
as least valuable player, but you know, I don't know. That's kind of a weird going out with a whimper is kind of
yeah,
a,
that's pretty sad.
That's
really, I mean,
sad.
The whole thing is extremely sad. Now, there's a couple of things about the weekend. Love the Jags thing, and you've got that at the top of your studs.
Yes, I do.
List that was really really fun to see because I love these teams that don't do well. I love it when they play well, like the Jets. The Jets with Mike White
yeah.
played an. Yeah. Unbelievably fun game. Now, here's the good thing about that for Viking fans. I don't know if it's going to go that way this weekend against the Minnesota Vikings. I'm glad they got it out of their system, so I'm questioning whether you ride the Jets all the way or not. But, you know, this game will certainly
yeah.
tell. Here's the thing. Jets receivers are going to score points.
Yeah. Right,
that's
yeah.
going to happen.
And Salah, their head coach, said that Mike White is starting again next week.
He's already makes a lot of sense.
Which makes a lot of sense. So that is yeah. instant fantasy value. Not that it wasn't there before, but it just like really ratchets up the fantasy value for Garrett Wilson and Elijah Moore.
Yeah.
I think that's just a smash spot for them. The Tyler Conklin factor, even though he had a quiet game on Sunday, the tight end becomes, you know, his value ratchets up. I just think you're right. You're 100% right. Like, I think that he gives that quarterback gives them a spark that they needed. And really, they were sort of they look kind of like the Walking Dead when their running back went down.
Breece Hall went out, they kind of lost their luster, and Michael Carter really couldn't pick it up. Now I understand he's hurt.
Yeah.
And that's the reason that Zonovan Knight and then Ty Johnson got to play. But I think the other thing, and I didn't realize that because I kept saying, oh, boy, the coach is really – he's changing it up. He's going to freshen this team. And I think he found out that it really worked well.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Mike Wright in – or Mike White, rather. And then you've got Zonovan Knight. So you've got the White Knight and the Johnson. And honestly, I think it might work for them because here's the thing. They got the defense.
Oh, yes.
You know, defense wins playoffs. Defense wins games.
Yes.
So they've got what it takes, I think. If they can hold together and play like they did last weekend, they are a serious playoff contender.
Well, and Zach Wilson, the reason why he's benched is in part because of that terrible press conference he gave after their loss a couple of weeks ago. But he's also, I think, it's his lack of leadership when Breece Hall went down. And it seemed like the team, you know, quarterback – whether he wants it or not, is the leader of the team.
Right.
Occasionally, you'll have a defensive player who is the sort of de facto leader of the team, but it's almost always the quarterback. And when a big-time player goes down like that, you look to the quarterback for leadership. The quarterback has to take blame when they lose and share the wealth when they win.
Right.
And he just could not do that.
Yeah, it was really tough to watch him, too, because, number one, he looks like a kid.
Yeah,
I swear the kid's 18 or 19.
Yeah.
And with that hoodie on like that, and he's kind of hiding himself, and he was pouting a little bit. Toward the end of the game, he was smiling. But he made one fatal error. He should have been the guy that was high-fiving everybody. He should have been hugging and high-fiving and doing whatever with Mike White. He should have been all about that, and he wasn't.
Yep.
And that speaks volumes, and it's unfortunate for Zach Wilson.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and I like the move. I mean, I agree with you too.
They
have a great defense, and unlike my Denver Broncos, who also have a great defense, they are really in a position to kind of hopefully sneak their way into the playoffs. The Broncos are dead in the water. They are wasting a great defense. And what I like about the Jets is that they are just not at all going to they're going to at least attempt to get into the playoffs and not waste that great defense.
Yeah, I'm really bummed out. I think Russell Wilson, and this is really sticking my neck out, Russell Wilson would have been different with Tim Patrick for some odd reason. I don't know. You know, one guy can make a difference.
Yeah.
And then change it for everyone. Tim Patrick just has this thing about him. He's a little bit of a troublemaker.
Yeah.
But he got hurt. But the guy.
And Jerry Judy's out, too.
Right. And so that's, you know, that's tough. Cortland Sutton's not as good as I think. And I've never believed that much in Cortland Sutton. I don't know why they just refused to use Dulcich at all anymore.
Yeah.
That was really weird. But Tim Patrick was a heck of a ball player, and if he comes back next year, he's riddled with injury, so I don't know if he's done or not. It's unfortunate. But here again, Russell Wilson will not be a Denver Bronco next year either. So.
Oh, God. I mean, yeah. they're locked onto him with that contract, but who knows what the heck's going to happen there.
We'll see.
Yeah. Huh? We had some really great, some welcome backs to Hollywood Brown in Arizona.
Yeah, right.
He came back and instantly was a factor. Not necessarily a welcome back, but a welcome overall to Christian Watson for the Green Bay Packers, who looks like he's emerging as their go-to receiver. Now, granted, a lot of his points came on that one play, but still, I mean, that's what you want. You want the home run ball. So he looks like he's legitimate. We had some sneaky tight ends. Hunter Henry made an appearance. Hayden Hurst for Cincinnati made an appearance. And Dalton Schultz made a Thanksgiving Day double tutter turkey.
He looked pretty good there. Yeah, it was like, are you kidding me? You're going to just go to Dalton Schultz every time.
Yes, and that was much to my delight as I had Schultz fired up in a couple of lineups. Some duds, the Giants, except for Saquon, basically all of the Ravens except for Gus Edwards and Josh Oliver. Who, what? Josh Oliver. Suddenly there's this wide receiver. The Buccaneers were pretty bad overall, but Godwin and Rashad White as a receiver was okay. The Browns, except for Chubb, a little bit of Amari Cooper and Njoku was okay. The Broncos and Panthers are a mess, and the Panthers just stomped the Broncos. The Texans are a mess. The Titans, except for Derrick Henry, but he also blew a touchdown if you watched that play.
Right.
It was a receiving play. It was went for about 80 yards, and then he fumbled the ball on the 10-yard line, and then the other Titan player fell on it in the end zone. So,
yeah, thank you,
so
Traylon Burks.
Yeah, so, he lost 6 points there. So,
yep, but I gained it.
So, you know, our condolences to those people out in fantasy land that have Derrick Henry, and maybe you lost your game by like 4 or 5 points.
Right.
And that touchdown would have been the
right.
difference for you.
You know, it's kind of funny because I looked at my lineup, and my lineup was pretty horrible. It was pretty hodgepodge.
Yeah.
And like, I don't have a chance, but you know what? I'm going to do the Mac thing. I'm going to do just like Jason would do. It doesn't matter if the chips are down. I am all in. I can win this thing. So I am going to get the most unconventional fantasy points I've ever received. And what happens? Traylon Burks ends up with a touchdown. And then there was another unconventional points from the Dolphins, who've not put up big points on defense. They certainly did against Houston, though.
Yep. And that there's just, you know, I love the fact that we've got some of these teams that, you know, like the Dolphins, for example. You know, they've been relatively –
bad forever.
Bad.
So
they're kind of back in the mix now.
It's fun.
And one thing about, you know, for those of you that follow the NFL, you know, the Dolphins are one of those sort of legendary, extremely proud franchises. So you see them kind of down in the dumps for years and years to see them kind of emerge. The Jets, historically bad. You know, it's fun to see, you know, a team like that that's been so bad for so long, all of a sudden they're, you know, in the mix and doing some great things. It's fun to see that type of stuff. If you're an NFL fan, even if they aren't your teams, it's fun to see them kind of get frisky and give other teams fits.
If you have good people with good names, I think it makes a team.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the way they were for many years, they were just kind of whoever.
Yeah.
You know, they were whoever, whatever, I don't care. Now all of a sudden, they've got a handful of names there.
Yeah.
That Tua has become a great quarterback because of Waddle and Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
But then you've got Jeff Wilson Jr., who's really good. He just, you know, he worked okay, but there was always somebody on top of him in San Francisco. Well, now he's the lead back. Mostert's hurt again, which doesn't surprise me because he's always hurt anyway.
Always hurt, yep.
You know, and Wilson gets hurt a little bit too. So it's really fun to watch those teams. You look at the Rams. They have nobody. If Odell Beckham Jr. were back on that team and they had some of their old team, they would be a different team. I guarantee they would be a different team.
Yep.
But they are, here again, they are a team besides Cooper Kupp, and he's hurt. They're just a team of nobodies right now.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that as in they're nobody. I just mean that, you know, they're just not a group of great actors who can play well, who can turn a bad team into a good team.
Yep.
It's just not there.
Yeah.
The chemistry. Look at the Bears.
Yeah.
The chemistry's not there. They just don't have anybody.
No.
Detroit, they just don't have anybody.
Yeah.
And that's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. 100%. You know?
It's just when you've got a playmaker or two, you probably have to have three or four or five.
Yeah.
You know, and that's hard to do. But then again, you know, coaching stuff, get it done.
And whether or not you like, you know, the New York teams or the Dallas Cowboys, I think I ultimately think that it is good for the league when those teams are in the mix.
Right.
Because they're almost always on television.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and so they have these tremendous fan bases. You know, and it's also kind of fun when they're good because it's fun to root against them, too.
Oh, yeah,
right?
No doubt.
So, I mean, it's been a really great season for that type of, you know, team-level intrigue. It has been a great season.
It's going to be really fun to see what happens with the Browns. The Browns have played good football. Jacoby Brissett needs a pat on the back.
Yep.
He needs a high five. As a matter of fact, unfortunately, he gets screwed because Deshaun Watson comes back. He doesn't deserve that. He's played very well, and he's been their good starting quarterback, and he's won them games, and it's been great. But what happens now when Deshaun Watson comes in? Deshaun hasn't played for a long time, so is he going to have to knock the rust off, or is this guy going to come out and be the Deshaun Watson of old? If it is, look out Amari Cooper, Donovan Peoples-Jones, and Njoku, Chubb, even Hunt.
Loaded.
Things are going to pick up,
and
they're going to just win games through the end of the season.
Yeah.
Because they've got that group of dudes.
Yeah, and Brissett did what he needed to do, which is to kind of keep them above water until Deshaun
gets
there. Yeah,
he did a great job. His part, and he knew it going in.
Yep.
He did his part. He played his part. And he's always done that. He's been a very good quarterback when they need him to be. And that's pretty awesome. We'll take a break. Be right back.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on The Ranch, AM 910.
Hi, this is Jen Olson from Bankstar Financial. We started the new year with one word, thank. And now Bankstar Financial would like to thank a bright star in your life. Every day, someone is touched by another person's kindness. No matter the size of that kindness, a thank you always follows. But we'd love to make it bigger and brighter. Who's your bright star? Who makes a difference in your life? Visit ebankstar.bank to tell us who and how a bright star made you smile, warmed your heart, or made your day, so we know who to thank too.
Thank on the bright side. Bankstar Financial in Brookings, Elkton, and Volga. Member FDIC.
Drain clogs can sometimes be a doozy.
I'm just going to take off this connector piece thingamajigger here. You hand me the pipe cutter?
I'm calling Roto-Rooter.
I can handle it. It's just a little bit stubborn.
Now you broke it.
From major city sewer line obstructions to the smallest drains in your home, we can handle it. I'm Jerry Kozad with Roto-Rooter. We proudly serve the Sioux Falls and Brookings areas and everywhere in between. When you need us, we'll be there.
And away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
It's Brian and Mac, the Fantasy Fools.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's going to be real interesting to see what the Browns look like. I'm extremely excited to see if Deshaun Watson, you know, I think the thing we've all got to do, because I'm not going to ever play Deshaun Watson. Shame on him for what he did. Well, you know, I really don't know if he did all of what he did. The guy just kind of, he's kept his head on straight and hasn't done anything wrong now. He got smart and is doing the deal. So I'm going to give him a little bit of the benefit of the benefit of the doubt and just roll with it. So let's look at those top plays. Sure. Do you have them as a top play as a quarterback?
I do. And with two, well, 1.5 teams on bye this week, the Cardinals and then the Panthers. So, you know, the Cardinals on bye is certainly going to affect a lot of fantasy teams. The Panthers maybe not so much, but still, I mean, a couple of players here and there. But you know, as we were talking during the break, I think unless you have a superior option, you're going to have to start Deshaun Watson this week. But I also think, conversely, if you do have a superior option at quarterback, it might be worth your while to take a one-week wait-and-see approach because of the rust factor to see how they're going to use him and so on. You know, I just think that only if you have a superior option.
Right.
Like,
okay.
Let's say you have Tua, right?
Yeah, you're starting Tua.
Right. Or, you know, even a mediocre like a Lamar or somebody. Right,
yeah, okay, look at my situation where I've got Herbert in my standard, I've got Lamar in my PPR. Yep. Well, they both had really good games last week, which I'm like, oh, crap, now I'm afraid to sit them. But
I would absolutely start either one of those over Watson this week.
This week.
And only because of the rust factor.
You want to see what they're
going to do with him. Yeah. Right? Because remember, he's been practicing, but he's only been made officially active as of yesterday.
Right.
And so you just kind of want to wait and see. It's kind of like that preseason factor, right?
Well,
where
he could come out and bomb.
The first couple of games of the season, right.
Yeah.
So,
he
anyway.
He really could. I think we've got a lot of expectation on him.
Yep. You know, for other quarterbacks this week, I think with only two teams on bye, I think basically quarterback is you're going to start your stud quarterbacks because that's, you know, who you've got. But if you're really needy at quarterback, I think you could fire up Jared Goff versus Jacksonville, Daniel Jones versus Washington, Trevor Lawrence versus the Lions. Anybody versus the Lions has been our theme the last few weeks. Or Marcus Mariota versus the Steelers. At running back, I like David Montgomery to have a good week versus the Packers. It remains to be seen what Justin Fields' status is, if he's going to be back or not. So I think they'll continue to ride that running game. I know he's questionable. Cordarrelle Patterson versus the Steelers. He's got to have a good game one of these weeks, so I think this is going to be the week. I like Rashad White week in and week out for the Buccaneers. Even if Fournette comes back, I still think he's their go-to receiver, running back, and a great receiver out of the backfield. If Najee Harris is healthy, you've got to fire him up against the Falcons. He left the game last night with an abdominal strain, but we'll see how that all shakes out. And I like Isaiah Pacheco for the Chiefs, who's steadily becoming the number one
Yeah, he's really starting to show himself.
Yep.
A lot more confident in his running right now.
I like Brandon Ayuk versus the Dolphins. The Dolphins have that sort of defensive philosophy where they're going to attempt to take away your best player, which in this case is either Debo or McCaffrey, which is, I think, going to leave a lot of breathing room for Kittle and Ayuk.
Yeah, to be honest, I see what you're saying there. Yep.
I like both Christian Kirk and Zay Jones, Jaguars at the Lions. I like Alan Lazard at the Bears. I like Darius Slayton, Washington football team. For the Giants against the Washington football team. And I like Olave versus the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers have been playing better defensively as of late, but they're still suspect against the pass. So I like the Saints receivers in that game. Tight end, Dalton Schultz is back. He's in your lineup. No questions asked.
Yeah.
David Njoku is back. He's in your lineup. No questions asked, right?
Yeah.
Greg Dulcis is too good to be kept down. I think you keep him going. He's all they have, you know?
I mean, he's due for one. He's had quite a few down games, and I think the double-digit game is back for him.
As long as the Washington football team keeps winning, they're going to keep their big stud players involved. So Logan Thomas is in a good place versus the Giants. And I like Cole Kmet to come back this week for the Bears. He had a quiet week, but I like him to come back against the Packers. Defensively, I like Buffalo. This is a great – finally, we get a great Thursday night game, Buffalo and New England. So I like Buffalo against the Patriots. I like the Browns versus the Texans. The Texans are a hot mess. So, I mean, the Browns are in a smash spot there. I do like the I like the Saints receivers against the Buccaneers, but I do like the Bucs defense overall because the Saints really don't do much offensively. And all of a sudden, you know, where have their stud players gone?
Yeah, I really don't get even like they were talking about. Well, we Taysom Hill, he's underutilized.
Yeah.
And I grabbed him last week because I thought, what happens if they do? At this point, I'm getting 3 to 5 points out of a tight end. So if I get 3 to 5 out of Taysom Hill, I don't care. But if Taysom Hill gives somebody 27 points, it's going to be me and nobody else.
Yes.
And I won because I got 3.1 points, I think.
And in a classic, my last two defensive spots here, in a classic Angry Birds matchup, we've got two bird teams coming off terrible losses. We've got the Ravens at home versus the Broncos. Their defense is probably my top defensive play of the week. And then the Seahawks are at the Rams. They're probably two or three in terms of my top defenses because the Rams don't have anything offensively. And so these Angry Birds are going to be taking on these very, very bad teams.
And that's maybe why I'm going to start Watson over Jackson because Watson's playing the Texans. And frankly, the Texans are so bad that Watson by default – will be good even if he's bad?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does. It does.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Injuries and waivers coming up.
Fireball. It's Brian and Mac, the Fantasy Bulls. Fireball.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but I don't care what y'all say. Because as the world turns, y'all boys going to learn that this eagle right here don't play.
On the Ranch, AM 910.
While sock shopping the other day, I asked the sales associate if I could see their selection of 260 thread count or higher, and they replied, "Well, that depends." A response that was marvelous to behold, truly. Some things do just depend. Are we brunching on quiche or frittata? It depends on the crust. Was that a riff or a lick that you just laid down on that guitar? It depends on the melodic construction. And how do variables of time and space affect truck storage capacity? Well, that too depends on air density, longitude, Chinese zodiac sign, and most importantly, it depends on the dependability of the mover responsible for loading the truck. When it comes to storaging and transferring, everything depends on dependability. Dependability you can depend on, and timeliness too. Perkins Storage and Transfer, twice the mover's movers. Look under movers in the yellow pages.
The panic button is for emergencies only.
Where's the button?
Here comes the meat wagon.
This is a class one emergency.
Yeah, okay, twice the injuries. Mm-hmm.
Well, as we saw last night, Najee Harris left the game, leaving an opening for Benny Snell to come in and actually get a touchdown. That's bad news for Najee Harris owners who had a little bit of gold there for a while. And so we'll keep an eye on him. We've also got, you'll keep an eye on Justin Fields. Otherwise, the quarterback landscape is pretty good. You know, Matt Stafford has been out, but I don't think you were really playing him anyway. It was terrible to see Etienne leave that game for the Jags and then come back and on the sideline still dressed. And so there right away you were like, okay, it's not a concussion, but then you realized it was a foot. And then you realized when Doug Peterson said he could have gone back in the game, but they didn't want to aggravate it. They wanted to give it some time and take a closer look at it on Monday to see how it progresses. So cross your fingers, hold your breath. He's an explosive, incredible player. He's been gold for the last few weeks, so keep an eye on him. Eli Mitchell, hurt. Mostert, as you mentioned earlier, no show. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is still out. Mixon will probably be back. He'll clear concussion protocol. The backup in Pittsburgh behind Benny or before Benny Snell is Jalen Warren, so wait and see if he comes back. If he does come back, he'll certainly be in the mix for carries this week. Fournette appears to be coming back, but again, that looks like it's Rashad White's backfield now.
I think it is, but if Fournette comes back, he is going to be the red zone vulture.
Yep.
I can see it now.
Yep. Khalil Herbert, no set timetable for him to return, leaving David Montgomery, you know, the hog there in the backfield. So anytime you've got a player with that type of volume, you just ride him. I mean, he only put up like maybe 12 points this last week, give or take. But 12 points is 12 points, and he gets the ball a lot. So that's what you got to do. Darnell Mooney, the speculation is he's done for the season. We'll find out more about that today. Allen Robinson is done for the season.
Done, period.
Just when he had a good game and then he's out.
I think his career's over.
Kadarius Toney is a week-to-week. Cooper Kupp, no timetable. He's on injured reserve. Jerry Jeudy, Romeo Doubs for Green Bay. Big Mike Williams, who knows when he's coming back. And then Kyle Pitts is probably done for the season for Atlanta. So we'll wait and see how that all goes.
Biggest letdown for the year, though, honestly, is Kadarius Toney, because he's so awesome.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, we're finally going to get to see what this kid's made of.
I would advance an argument for Kyle Pitts being the biggest letdown of the year, because I think a lot of people drafted him very high. Certainly
too
drafted
high.
Him as a top three or four tight end, and he's done absolutely nothing.
Just a big bummer. Yeah. Just really, seriously. You know, as I think about it, I don't know that we got any emails, so that's all right. If we get one or two here between now and then, that will be absolutely wonderful.
Okay. Well, on the waiver wire, we've mentioned some names already, but just to refresh, Jared Goff at quarterback position, Jared Goff, Mike White for the Jets, Mariota for Atlanta, and possibly Jordan Love for Green Bay if you've got a roster space. Why not stash him? If you've got a roster space, especially if you're in a two-quarterback league, he might be worth it, because if he does play the rest of the season and they shut Rodgers down, they are not going to,
restrain him. They're
going to turn
him
loose. And one thing about Jordan Love is he has got a monster arm.
We're coming up in the 2-minute warning.
That's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
2-minute whistle blows, it's your ball game.
2-minute warning. Here we go.
Yeah, you're right. He does have a big arm, and why not? At this point now, you know, Aaron Rodgers is crabby. Nobody really wants to see him play football anyway. You know, kind of pouting, it's just like, I don't want to look at crabby face anymore.
Right.
So let's move on.
Yeah, we mentioned some running backs too. Jamichael Hasty for Jacksonville, Zonovan Knight for the Jets, Alexander Mattison for Denver. Wide receiver, you mentioned Donovan Peoples-Jones for Cleveland.
Did you say Alexander Mattison for Denver? Did they trade him? Did the Vikings trade
him? Or not Alexander Mattison, Latavius Murray. Murray for Denver. Yep. Sorry. Got him mixed up. They're kind of interchangeable.
Yeah, right, at this point.
They were all Vikings, weren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
Zay Jones for Jacksonville. He's a great receiver. Underrated.
Yeah,
very
he really
underrated.
Is. Big time.
Isaiah McKenzie is kind of a quiet sleeper for Buffalo. He'll have big weeks here and there, so he's worth holding on to. Nico Collins for Houston. And Corey Davis for the Jets. I think your point earlier is a good one. Mike White instantly elevates all of those Jets receivers, including Tyler Conklin, who's a great tight end pickup.
And maybe with all of the confidence they have in Corey Davis, maybe he ends up being the one always looked at go-to guy. But he will be double-teamed.
Right, and I think that, for defenses, Cleveland and Seattle are in great spots this week.
Yeah.
Playing bad teams, and we already mentioned the Ravens, but the Ravens are definitely not on your waiver wire, but Seattle might be. Seattle might be out there.
It is. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that both. So if you don't have one or the other, you might give it a shot and see what happens.
I also like the Buccaneers defense versus the Saints this week. So.
Yeah, I'm riding the Washington Commanders.
Another great story. team is perpetually embattled. Their owner's a mess. They're always, you know, the name change, that controversy and everything. So it just feels like that team has just been basically embattled, right?
Yeah,
for the
right.
Last
I think the thing with like the Washington football team or the Commanders, I love their uniforms. I think they're really cool. But when you're in a standard league or you're in a league with tackles for loss,
yeah.
The Washington Commanders are one of the top teams there, and they can help you out if they're available, and I do believe they are.
Let's make a note next week to try to break down what exactly that thing is in the middle of Cleveland's field. It's like a little imp.
Oh, right? Yeah, let's do that, because I've not been able to try to figure that out. I'm like, what the hell is that?
I know. It looks like, you know, like what's the big boy? You know, he's got that big boy burger face, you know, so it's like this little imp.
Right.
So anyway, we'll try to break that down next week. In the meantime, have a wonderful week. Good luck to everyone. Thursday night's game is a great game, and only two teams on bye. That's all we can ask for.
And not on anybody's TV.
Right.
I hate that. Amazon.
Yep. Cheers.